There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And on the business breakfast now, we are looking at what a ruling in Europe could mean for us here in the UAE. That is because there has been a ruling after a man was fired in Romania for using his work email to communicate with his family. There has been some warnings from lawyers that it could translate to law here, really, I suppose. If you've got European companies that are operating across borders, multinational companies, could we have a knock-on effect in the Gulf? That's the question that's been asked. We've been asking you this morning about what you think of the matter. Do employers have a right to access your email if it's work email? What if it's personal email, but accessed from work devices? This is what you had to say.
There should be a boundary set on what they have right to look at, what mails they have right to look at. If they look at my company mails, I don't have a problem with it. But for them to look at my personal emails or my social media platform, it's not right. Take it or leave it. Even if I do it during my lunch break, which is 1 hour, I still do it on a company mobile or a company laptop because I cannot bring in my laptop into the company.
If I were the boss and if the deadlines are met and there is no confidential email shared or any documents, then it should be okay. You should give freedom to the employees and so that they can work with free mind, and ultimately a fresh mind or free mind will work better.
My idea is to fix a time by the IT admin on the company provided device, for example, for social media or personal email. Like have a fixed timing, like say break hours, 1 to 2 p.m. or have every 3 hours open up for 10 to 15 minutes. That way you have your work done, and those who want to access social media or personal email can have that as well.
If you are responsible for not using emails at your work account, I would imagine that using a phone or the office phone to make a personal call home to tell your wife or family you're just leaving, or to receive mobile phone calls whilst you're at work, this is also an abuse of company time and company property. So I don't know if I'm just putting it out there and putting it in par with the email conversation.
We are joined on the line now by Samir Kantaria. Sam is a partner and head of employment at the law firm Altamimi & Company. Samir, it's great to have you on the line. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Brandy.
Let's put this in context. There's been a European ruling saying that it was out of order that a man was fired for using his work email to communicate with his family, saying that employers had to warn staff if they planned to do any kind of email monitoring or accessing. A lot of multinational companies operating in the Gulf, obviously. How could it translate to here?
Well, I think that the Gulf and certainly the UAE, the laws are obviously not as advanced as they are in Europe. For example, there is no, certainly with the UAE and outside the DIFC and the ADGM in Abu Dhabi, there's no specific data privacy law. So those particular issues are actually covered under the penal code and the cyber crimes law. Now, in terms of accessing, and I listened to a lot of the comments that a lot of the listeners have this morning, in terms of accessing information, it has to be reasonable and for a business purpose. So I think where employers are potentially looking to access individual or personal emails, for example, sending an email to your mum home using your Gmail account from your work address, could potentially be unlawful.
So let me ask you about the clarification of the differences between being, say, sitting at your desk in work times and sending an email on your personal account and via the company account. In other words, @companyname.com account. Is there a big distinction between the two?
Well, potentially there could be, because ultimately, if you are using a work email account to undertake personal work, that is obviously going through the company servers. So that is captured within the company's assets, IT assets. And therefore, if there is a review of the servers, and for example, banks you know, undertake reviews of their IT service quite regularly to ensure, for, be it for compliance issues or what have you, you know, those things will be captured in there. So essentially, if you don't want your personal issues, you know, be it your letters home to your mum, etc., to be seen by the company, then you shouldn't really be using it. Work email address.
Can I just sort of, I mean, obviously, if there was an instance of malpractice or something that required a company to go into a specific email to have a look, see what was in there, that's one thing. But do they have the right, even though it's at an @companyname.com account, to go and just browse through them without a reason?
Well, that's the grey area at the moment under local law. You know, the issue is that these are company assets, and ultimately the company has a right to look into that as it wishes. Now, you know, if you have an email or if you have a set of emails sent by an individual, you're not going to know what's for work and what's personal, and you know what could potentially be used in terms of, be it malicious, against the employer. So in order to look at, and certainly some employers do look through emails on a regular basis, you know, be it from an sort of ongoing audit purposes or as part of any investigations.
The lines are blurring, though, Samir. A lot of people have pointed out this morning that there's no longer sort of work device and personal device, you know, work time and home time.
Mm-hmm.
You're accessing work emails on all devices, answering them 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. If it pings up on your own phone, you're out to dinner. How difficult does that make things?
It does make it difficult. However, ultimately, even if you're using a personal device or a work device, if you're using an email account that belongs to a company, then those will be routed through a particular company server. So the capture is within that company central IT server for emails. Now, you know, where we talk about issues on using, you know, Yahoo accounts or Gmail accounts or Hotmail accounts for malicious purposes, that has been done, but the employer doesn't have a right to access those. And technically, what they should be doing, if they suspect or have seen a large download, for example, from their IT servers onto flash drives or other means where they can detect that information is being downloaded by an individual, then potentially what they have to do is go to the police and ask them to investigate the matter, because the employer strictly doesn't have a right to go into that individual's account.
Lastly, just quickly before we let you go, what about if you write it into policy? If you put it in a employment contract or your IT policy or an HR manual, does that make a difference?
Well, certainly this goes back to, you know, what is reasonable and is it for a business purpose? You should ideally, I certainly recommend that all employers do put in provisions to that effect, but still that doesn't allow an individual or an employer to go into an individual's Hotmail or Gmail account, irrespective of the fact that there may be consent, because there's the issue around passwords as well. You know, is it, when you consent to that, are you then saying, well, here's my password as well to my personal email account? I suspect not. So it's more in terms of the work email rather than the personal email.
Samir Kantaria, thank you so much for joining us, giving us a legal perspective this morning, partner and head of employment at Altamimi & Company. We appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.